My thumb is down to Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment and the way they've handled the hiring or firing of Brian Colangelo, their president and CEO, president and GM. At this point, Colangelo should either be in or he should be out. We are a month gone from the NBA season's close, and yet we wait. We wait for what? We don't yet know. But decisiveness is key here, and MLSE has failed on that point.
Well, what is the answer? Is he in or is he out?
I think at this point, he's out. But I think he may be trying to negotiate a scenario in which he stays as president.
And there's a deadline tomorrow, which we don't even know where that came from.
Yeah, absolutely.
At this came point. Out of the blue.
And so perhaps will your thumb, but we'll find out.
Yeah, well, that's a long Go time ahead. Coming. My thumb is down to the worst rule in pro hockey. We've seen it now 20 times in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The delay of game, flip over the glass. We saw it in the Los Angeles-San Jose series in Game 2. It basically cost the Sharks the win. They went two men down. Look at this play. There is no room at all. Do you think there's any intent of any kind for Vlasic to get that puck over the boards? We've seen it so often. You're fighting for every inch of ice in the playoffs. You're fighting for every bit of space. This rule has to go.
But it doesn't get called often, right?
20 times. We're halfway through round two.
And every time it turns out to be deadly for the team.
It's just a bad rule.
I hate it. But, Michael.
And my thumb is down to Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper for lunacy. He's going back for a fly ball. The lights are on, but obviously nobody's home there. My goodness, he gets turned around, plays a double into a triple, and compounds everything. And this was, again, a one-sided game in the late innings. Compounds everything by saying he would do it again, that he will always play hard. Play hard, great. Play smart, even better.
Well, you know, thumbs have gone up and down every day lately as the NHL rolls out its trophy finalists. There was an interesting criticism of the Hart Trophy nominees from Ryan Getzlaf, who charged that voters in the East were in bed when he and the other top players in the West were playing. But so what? The voters could have stayed up all night and not done better than Crosby, Ovechkin, and Tavares. So my trophy beef is not with the Hart, but rather with the Norris, where the voters mightn't have been asleep, but did they just happen to have their eyes closed every time Zdeno Chara played a game? I'm thinking that's the only way you miss him as a Norris finalist, as big as he is, and as valuable as he is to the Boston Bruins. But Steve, I like this. Day after day, we can have this trophy discussion. They don't all come out at once, and you disagreed with a whole bunch of others.
Well, confession, Chara was my number one on my Norris Trophy ballot.
And don't agree with me. Give me something else.
I was frustrated. I had Jonathan Toews as an MVP guy.
Who did you drop? You have Toews. Yeah. Who's not in your top?
Ovechkin. Three?
Yeah, I like that one.
Who proved his worth in the Rangers series with one goal against quality opponents. He doesn't score against good teams.
You know, we drop this at the end of the regular season.
I heard the Executive of the Year nominees as Cheryl Bergevin and Murray, and I thought Brian Murray was a good choice. Oh, wait, it was Bob Murray.